This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. It's just one of those things. The older you get, the higher your chance of colon cancer. Colon and rectum cancer is the third leading cause of cancer death in the United States, but it is preventable with screenings and colonoscopies. But there are other developments in treating developed in late-stage colon cancer. We're going to talk about that as well. We're joined by Dr. Deva Mahalingam. He is a colon cancer expert at the Cancer Therapy and Research Center. And Dr. Deva, welcome to The Source.
Thank you for having me here.
Our number is 210-614-8980, and you're invited to call in if you want to ask a question, talk about colon cancer and colonoscopies. 210-614-8980. Get your questions answered by one of the nation's leading experts in the area. You could also email us at thesource@tpr.org and tweet us at tprsource. So the older you get, the more higher your chance of getting a colon cancer. So what age should a person really start thinking seriously about?
I think from previous kind of epidemiological studies, we found that as you get older, above the age of 50, the incidence of colon rates go up. Now, this are for patients who don't have any family histories of cancer. So the national recommendation is from the age of 50, one should be screened, and that should go on right up to the age of 75.
And screens, you mean go in and get a colonoscopy?
It doesn't necessarily mean a colonoscopy. You could actually see your primary care physician and do home stool test every year. The other option is a kind of a modified version of a colonoscopy called a sigmoidoscopy that is done kind of at a shorter duration every 5 years with a home stool test at least every 3 years. And then a colonoscopy at least once in your lifetime and then repeated every 10 years thereafter.
But if you say, okay, I want to go for the works.
Yeah.
Go get a colonoscopy. Okay. How inconvenient is that to me? I mean, is that going to knock me out of work for several days? What's the process?
I think there's been a kind of bad stigma surrounding colonoscopies, and a lot of it is due to the preparation of undergoing a colonoscopy. So usually when you kind of plan to have a colonoscopy, you'd be given about a gallon of what we call a magnesium citrate to allow you to cleanse your bowel. So basically, you'll get a watery diarrhea for probably the day before when you start that process. And then going in for the procedure itself is actually, most patients say it's actually quite manageable. You go in, you are sedated, so you don't actually feel the process. And it allows, with a clean, empty bowel, you get to see most things in the colon. With the kind of technology we have with optical cameras and stuff, we're able to detect small little polyps and remove them at the same time. So obviously decreasing the risk of that polyps subsequently becoming colon cancer.
So how many days of work am I going to miss?
I would say just the day of the procedure. Partly because you'll be sedated during the procedure, so you don't really want to go drive after the procedure. So I would say a day, and then most people resume work the next day.
But this is a day that could save your life.
Definitely. I mean, trial after trial, we have seen that colon cancer screening picks up early colon cancer that could be removed, at least with polyps, which are lesions at risk, and also detect early colon cancer that could be resected by a surgeon. Curing you from the cancer. And that's why we have seen that the mortality rate has actually improved over the last decade when it comes to colon cancer. But we would like that screening rate to improve further because right now, nationally, that rate is only about 65%.
But we're seeing a lot of good statistics about colon cancer. As you said, the mortality rate is dropping and also the detection rate is dropping. Why is the detection rate going down, do you think?
I think the detection rate or the incidence of colon cancer is going down. I think the reason for that is as patients got colonoscopies over the last decade or two decades, lesions that would have eventually gone on to get colon cancer, such as polyps, were removed. So when they go on for their follow-up colonoscopies, the rate of picking up these cancers have actually decreased. And I think subsequently, because of that, the mortality has also decreased.
So I think that is just more evidence. If you're trying to convince yourself, should I go in for the colonoscopy? It sounds like a pain, this shows that we're seeing results.
Yes.
Positive. And then also it's so much It's so convincing that even they've passed a law that says this has got to be covered by your insurance.
It has to. I mean, right now it's a national guideline that from the age of 50, you should be screened for colon cancer, and colonoscopy being one of the screening tools. Having said that, that if you have symptoms even before the age of 50, and that could be abdominal pains, that could be bleeding from your rectum, a change in bowel habit with weight loss, I would ask to see your doctor sooner and maybe talk about the option of a colonoscopy.
And they also say like fatigue can be a sign as well. And that's from anemia.
Yes. So sometimes when you see a doctor and you have symptoms, he would draw a blood test. And in that blood test, he's looking at your hemoglobin and looking for this a condition called iron deficiency anemia due to slow chronic blood loss from the bowel. You may not know it, but it's in the stool, and sometimes a stool test can pick it up, like a blood in the stool. And usually that would lead to a colonoscopy.
That sounds like it's going to be a lot of blood. I mean, it's really noticeable. It's not just a little bit, not a trace, but a lot.
I mean, sometimes you get bright red blood in the stool and people notice it. But sometimes you may not. Sometimes it could happen over a period of months and years, and people kind of get used to the idea of having a little bit of change in the stool color. But, you know, testing that stool and seeing if there's blood in it would be a good way of trying to identify if this patient needs to be screened or at least tested for, or at least have a colonoscopy to see if he has colon cancer or at least outrule colon cancer.
And when you say abdominal pain, I mean, so how bad is that?
I think pain, which is there, I mean, people get pain for various reasons. You could eat
Tacos someplace.
You eat a bad taco and you could come back and you change your bowel habit. You might have diarrhea and abdominal pains for a day or two. That's acceptable and, you know, it goes away. But pain that kind of lingers on for I would say, a couple of months with associated change in any bowel habit or even weight loss. People actually lose weight, you know, despite the fact that they're not
great.
Trying to lose weight.
No, you got cancer. Go get yourself checked out. You know, so people, that type of stuff's going on. Go talk to your doctor.
At least, speak. And they, at most primary care practices, they can test your stool very quickly to see if there's blood in the stool. And then based on that, decide if you need a colonoscopy or not.
So, okay, at this stage, I mean, you missed the polyp opportunity. You didn't get the colonoscopy. Now you've got all these symptoms are popping up. This is serious.
Yes. So you missed a colonoscopy perhaps when the time you're meant to do it. You have some symptoms. They would still do a colonoscopy to see if there was cancer. And now if there's a growth, it's going to be obvious in a colonoscopy, they would do a biopsy to confirm colon cancer.
Right, and so this is where we've got, you know, physical tumors that are showing up in the digestive tract, and this is where your new research steps in, trying to come up with more effective ways to deal with the growth of those tumors and how to wipe them out without all of the side effects of chemotherapy. We're going to talk about that. When we come back from the break, we invite our listeners to call in. If you've got questions, obviously, any type of questions, we're going to take, okay, because we're talking about colonoscopies here. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. Tell us about how you beat colon cancer. We want to hear that inspirational story. This is The Source on KSTX, back in 1 minute. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. The more you know about colon cancer, the more equipped and more empowered you are to deal with it if it impacts you or maybe someone in your family. There is an event that's happening on Thursday evening from 6 to 7:30 at the Mays Family YMCA on Blanco Road. They're doing screenings. They're talking open to the public, free parking, some of the experts there. It's just a fair there to talk about how to improve your colon health and deal and how to beat colon cancer. Our phone lines are open. If you got a question or a comment about colon cancer or beating colon cancer, the number is 210-614-8980. And we've got with us in the studio Dr. Deva Mahalingam. He is a colon cancer expert at the Cancer Therapy and Research Center. We got some callers here. Let's get him on the air with James. Hi, James. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Wonderful. Wonderful that I've beaten colon cancer. I'm a survivor of about 15 years already. In 2000, I was perfectly healthy, and you know, I was up skiing in Colorado and went back 2 years later and realized that I just didn't have the energy or even the oxygen to be able to do the same tasks I did 2 years ago, and decided to get myself screened after seeing some blood in my stool and found out that I definitely had colon cancer at that time. But the doctor was clairvoyant, I guess you could say, enough to get me into surgery 2 weeks later. And it was wonderful that they did not find any further growth in the cancer, and it had not spread to any lymph nodes or anything. So early detection was the cure, and now I am an advocate for screening for colon cancer in men over the age of 50. I actually incurred it at a younger age, in my 40s, and now I've had all my family screened, and my brothers, and now it's just push for any man that has a question regarding colon cancer. And I'm glad that you all are bringing it out to the public and let them know that men need to get out of that genre of being so macho that they can lick any illness. And it's true. They
right.
think that they can beat any illness. And this is something that sneaks up on them and
sure.
needs to be challenged right away.
James, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. And congratulations on beating cancer. And so Dr. Deva, he got cancer before he was 50.
Yeah. So he got it at the age of 40, and I think he had symptoms. You know, he felt fatigued. He had some blood in the stools and decided to get screened. And obviously he found colon cancer at the age of 40, treated successfully with a surgical resection of his colon. And now he is here 15 years later doing well. Now, in his case, because he got it at the age of 40, his family members, right, would need to start that screening at least 10 years before that, right? Because so his brothers or his sisters or even his kids. So if you have a family history, speak to your doctor about getting screening sooner. And usually it depends on the age that family member had colon cancer.
Back to the phone lines. Number is 210-614-8980. Katie is called in. Hi, Katie. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. I just wanted to reiterate the point that family history means so much. My father was diagnosed when he was 48, and thankfully they caught it early and had cancer and were able to get out everything. But when I was 23, I noticed some blood in my stool, and so I went in. They recommended a colonoscopy, and they actually found polyps that were non-cancerous, thankfully. But I went back 3 years later for a follow-up, and again, they found another polyp, but it was less severe, and so now I have to go back in 5 years. And my sister, who's also in her young, she's 23, and so she just went in, and they found polyps in her as well. And so it's just so important that you watch your body, and I just want to encourage everybody not to take anything lightly. If you don't feel well, if you notice some blood, talk to your doctor, because if we had waited 10, 15, 20 years, it would be a completely different story.
Katie, thank you so much for your story and your advice, and congratulations on your outcome there. So who gets cancer, colon cancer? Is it favor men over women?
There's a slight higher incidence in colon cancer in men. But the recommendation for screening applies to both men and women. I think women take up screening procedures a lot easier than men. Men tend to be more resistant for it. So I think as far as family history, you can't change your genetics. But you can be more vigilant about trying to get the, like Katie did, she obviously got screened at 23 because of her symptoms. And if you ask any, her dad had cancer at 48, and obviously you would expect that she would start at 38. But if you have symptoms, speak to your doctor about it.
Another caller with Mac. Hi, Mac. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? I'm sorry if you've already answered this question, but I'm a 29-year-old man, and I'm about to turn 30. And I was wondering, like, about what would be, like, the earliest that I could get screened? Like, or should I not really worry about it until maybe my 40s or my 50s?
Okay, Mac, great question. Appreciate you calling in. So is 29 too young?
If you don't have a family history of colon cancer, 29 would be young if you have no symptoms. So there are some people advocating starting screening earlier, probably at the age of 40. But sometimes you can go to your primary care, and if you're worried about it, he could do a home stool test, and that's just to see if there's any occult bleeding in the stool. You could do that, you know, quite easily after discussing with your primary care physician. But if you have a family history, no age is too young if you are concerned about it.
Okay, so we hear a lot about the connection between diet and exercise and colon cancer. So if I do adopt a diet of not so much meat, a lot of greens and a lot of citrus, and then also exercise, you know, routine exercise, how much is that going to help me in reduction of my chances?
Okay, so a couple of trials have kind of looked at certain things that you can do in your diet to help decrease your risk of getting colon cancer. Which one of the most recent and most interesting articles that came out was the kind of vitamin D levels. If you have normal vitamin D levels, you have a slightly risk of developing or at least fighting colon cancer with treatment. So vitamin D is obviously, you get it in your sun, 20 minutes of exposure every day helps replenish vitamin D in the body. And you see this in places in the northeast of the country, the levels are actually quite low in a lot of the populations out there because of the lack of sun. So sun exposure is one of it that helps increase your vitamin D and helps that. And then obviously other sources that you can get from calcium and vitamin D together, from milk, cheese, yogurt, fishes such as sardines, mackerel, tuna, salmon, a lot of vitamin D and calcium in that. So diet, focusing on calcium and vitamin D is important. Obviously cutting down red meat and animal meat where there's a lot of fat in it. So if you look at countries such as India, where there is a kind of a high kind of uptake of vegetarianism, so less fat, more veggies, the incidence of colon cancer is one of the lowest in the world. But in countries where there's a high red meat uptake, the incidence are the highest. And you can even see the change in some of the countries across the world that were probably fish-eating countries like Japan, and now they have changed their diet to kind of beef eating, and you see the incidence going up there as well.
Let's go back to the phone lines with Jeff. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hello. Listen, I spent 37 years working at CTRC, and I've seen the devastating effects of colon cancer, but I've been screened since age 50, and it also screened at 60, and I just turned 70, and I'm getting ready to go again. I've had no issues through all that period of time. But I heard him say at the start of the show up to about 75. Now, they just keep telling me to come back every 10 years. I just had a four-way bypass about 3 months ago. I hope it to make it to 80, maybe even farther. But what happens after 75?
Good question, Jeff. Right now the national recommendation is up to the age of 75. There are some folks at the age of 75 have not had a colonoscopy, and for those, they still recommend a one-time colonoscopy even if you're above the age of 75. Now, if you are kind of close coming to the age of 75 and you expect to have a life expectancy of more than 10 years, you can still get a colonoscopy.
The highest level of fatality due to colon cancer is between 75 and up, right?
Yeah, that's true. So it's not like it should stop at 75. It all depends on how you are at 75. You have a good, you know, physical well-being, and your doctor expects you to live beyond 10 years, you can still get a colonoscopy.
Okay, let's go with Rebecca. She's called in. Hi, Rebecca. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi there. Well, we just got done. Dad's getting out of the hospital today with his seventh procedure, and he's 69. He actually went through proton therapy, and I was wondering what the doctor thinks of proton therapy. It was really amazing. He was in San Diego, and I know that they have something out here in Houston also. So we've done that now, and I just wanted to make sure that, you know, people knew about proton therapy. It is new, and they've given him 2 weeks to live. He was stage 4, and we got rid of the cancer. And we've also done we did it with food. No chemo. We refused radiation. We only did the proton therapy, but we also included Phoenix tears. We just tried everything. We did everything we could.
Well, Rebecca, I'm so glad that your dad is doing a lot better. So thank you for calling in with that. And so let me get the doctor's response. So Dr. Deva.
So, you know, proton therapy is kind of a new technology that's developed. At least in colon cancer, the technology is still in kind of research clinical trials, but you know that these are the drugs of the future, and this is the reason why we at CTRC run kind of the most high-tech trials, and it, we have this in our doorstep here at San Antonio, to get new drugs to fight cancer when everything else has failed, including chemotherapy. Or,
and you're working on new drugs.
We are working on new drugs, and I can give you an example. I mean, some drugs are new, and sometimes you can recycle an old drug for a new purpose. For example, we have a trial going on right now where we found using an anti-malarial drug called hydroxychloroquine, we were able to enhance some of the treatment of some of the cytotoxic effects of old drugs. So, right. So using recycling old drugs for the right reasons could be another way of approaching.
And that drug is also used for rheumatoid arthritis and lupus.
It's actually used for rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and malaria, and it's actually cheap. And when combined with some of the expensive drugs we have here, we've been able to show that we've been at least able to prevent the resistance that can develop with some of the newer drugs.
Right. And so you're looking at how this, you know, when you take some of the newer drugs or go through chemotherapy, you have the peripheral neuro.
Yes. So we ran a trial recently. You know, everyone is scared of chemotherapy, but, you know, in the modern age, we have lots of new treatment to try and prevent some of the side effects of treatment. So we were running a trial trying to figure out how to prevent neuropathy, which is one of the side effects of some of the chemotherapy used in colon cancer.
And this is, it impacts the nervous system. That can be really difficult on your system.
Especially your peripheral nerves. Some people can't write, they can't play music, they can't play the guitar. So we used a trial called Pladox basically to try and use agents to try and prevent some of the neuropathy associated with the drugs, and actually found it to be quite effective.
Right, so it shows you that breakthroughs continue to be made, particularly here at the UT Health Science Center and at the Cancer Therapy and Research Center. And I want to thank Dr. Deva Mahalingam for coming up here and helping us parse this out, explain to some of our listeners, and let us know that you hit the age 50 after you blow out the birthday cake with all those 50 candles, call up your doctor and schedule yourself a colonoscopy. Doctor, thanks for coming up here.
Thank you for having me.
When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about a flare-up of violence on the east side and what's being done about that. This is The Source on KSTX.